It's Ben and Kelly, and I believe that, and maybe Kelly, you can weigh in on this, most women just want to get to the engagement ring or to the wedding ring, and then they're good, right?
Yes, but there is a unique reason that Natalie wants to wear two wedding rings.
Not, and we're not talking like just an engagement ring and a wedding ring, right?
No, we're not talking about that. There is a unique reason. She was married before, and now we are getting married again.
Okay, so we're going to dive into the DMs here in just a minute. And if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, could probably use some other points of view on this, or maybe someone who's been in this situation or can at least provide another way of thinking, message us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com or on DMs, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Okay, so Natalie needs our help. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love listening to you guys since I've moved to Louisville 10 years ago.
Aw, thank you.
I also love how you talk about your listeners' issues to try and help them. So here I am coming to you guys now.
All right.
I'm married. I married in my early 20s and had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Their father and I are now divorced. We haven't heard from him in more than a decade.
Mm.
Now, I know this is unusual, but I've worn my wedding ring even after the divorce.
Oh.
It's a reminder of the short period of happiness I had, my two great kids who resulted from my marriage, and the many life lessons I learned from both the marriage and the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now about to embark on my second marriage in my 40s, and I want to continue wearing my ring. My fiance doesn't understand this and thinks I should take it off.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't enthusiastic about the idea of me wearing two wedding bands on my fourth finger. We had a lot of debates over this. He thinks I should respect his wishes, and I think he should respect mine. So who should give way? Thanks so much.
Oh, wow. That's a wow. Because that two wedding rings. I mean, because you can tell the difference between an engagement ring and a wedding ring, right? Most of the time?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, a wedding band doesn't have, like, the tall center stone.
So, yeah, so if it's a band and there's just two bands, maybe that's not as, I don't know, recognizable as maybe two engagement rings would be.
Right.
So,
but, you know, the new fiance, though, is, he doesn't like the symbolism of the ring.
Right, exactly. So what she's asking is she wants there to be an engagement ring on her left hand, fourth finger, left hand, a wedding band, and another wedding band. So she would be wearing three rings on that one finger.
Which, to be honest, I have two bands and an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one is, it's kind of like for fashion, but I actually got one of the bands as like a present when we had our son.
Okay.
So, you know, that was one of those. And then, you know, it's just kind of like a fashion choice. But I get that, you know, this is complicated because she has a good perspective despite the fact that she hasn't heard from her ex in 10 years.
Yeah.
Like her baby daddy doesn't have a part of their kids' lives and she wants to
continue to honor him. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And part of me was wanting to just tell her, look, it's you, move on. And
yeah.
And kind of side with her fiance on this.
Yeah, that's my instinct too. Like, I'm really surprised at her lack of bitterness, which kudos to her for being able to look at that situation and see the lessons learned and still appreciate the good memories and the children she got out of it. But the fact that, you know, her kid's dad isn't a part of their life is shocking that she still wants to hang on to something from that as a reminder. That's for me, I don't think I could do that, but I think it's really amazingly mature that she can.
Instead of maybe just saying, hey, get over it, get rid of the ring, whatever, is there a compromise where she could wear it on a necklace, or she could have it displayed somewhere else, maybe not on her body, but somewhere else? Because I get that her fiance is like, hey, this guy hasn't been around for 10 years. Time for you to move on.
Yes, make a necklace out of it. If it's just a plain band and it doesn't have any stones, maybe you do that. Or you take the stones out of the band and do something else, mount it into some other kind of jewelry, like a pendant.
I mean, because part
of something like that.
Yeah, because part of me thinks that there is still some, I don't know, want to have that life of hers back.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, she's far removed. I don't think she's holding out any hope that she'd get that life back.
No,
she's ready to marry somebody else.
Yeah, right. But my point is, I think she's continuing to hang on to that as a joyous part of her life. And while that's great and healthy, but sometimes you got to get rid of things to move forward.
If
a lot
there
of times,
are
you know?
Valuable stones in this ring, take the stones out, remount them into something else. Make them into something that is not a wedding band.
Mm-hmm.
I fully agree with her fiance. She needs to move on from that. And the only wedding rings she should be wearing on her, that finger, should be her husband's, her new husband's rings. And, you know, I get if she has sentimental value to diamonds or anything in the band or, you know, the previous wedding ring, wear it in some other facet, just not on that finger.
All right. So, Natalie, I know that's probably not what you wanted to hear. And our follow-up from Natalie is, well, I used to love listening to you all since I moved to Louisville 10 years ago, but...
That's not the follow-up. We love you, Natalie.
Yeah.
That's why she's coming to us. Like, she knows that we're going to give you, like, an honest... opinion and an unbiased one, because we're not the ones that have the feelings involved and maybe can see it with a different lens.
Right. All right. Well, Natalie, good luck. Maybe you can repurpose that ring somewhere else, but just not on your finger. All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, that's diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.